Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Thursday, May 16th, 2024. The two-vehicle crash that closed traffic on Highway 62 near North Indian Canyon Drive in Desert Hot Springs has left a 29 Palms man dead and a Yucca Valley man injured. The California Highway Patrol's Indio office released a statement about the collision that occurred this morning at 2:26 a.m. The CHP reports that a Hyundai was in the process of making a left turn onto North Indian Canyon Drive from State Route 62 westbound when it collided with a Dodge traveling eastbound. After the initial crash, the Dodge continued into a streetlight on the northeast corner of the intersection. The Dodge was driven by a 29 Palms man who was pronounced dead at the scene. The Hyundai was driven by a Yucca Valley man who suffered from minor injuries. Eastbound lanes were closed for several hours but were reopened at 7 a.m. The CHP says that neither drugs nor alcohol appear to be a factor in the collision. Sheriff's deputies arrested a convicted sex offender in 29 Palms on suspicion of attempted murder, false imprisonment, battery, kidnapping, and domestic violence. On Sunday afternoon, deputies responded to a call for service from Xander Banda, 26. Deputies say that they found Banda near the location of the call for service and determined that there was a warrant out for his arrest related to an incident on April 16th. The San Bernardino Sheriff's Department has not yet provided information about the April 16th incident, nor the status of any victims. Xander Banda was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, false imprisonment, battery, kidnapping, assault with a deadly weapon, and domestic violence. At his arraignment on Tuesday, Banda pled not guilty to felony charges related to kidnapping and attempted murder with enhancements for using a deadly weapon and inflicting great bodily injury. In 2020, Banda pled guilty to distributing pornography to a minor and is currently registered as a sex offender in 29 Palms. A Morongo Valley homeowner was alerted to squatters at their property, and one of the people found in the property was arrested for investigation into being a felon in possession of ammunition. A neighbor alerted the owner of the home in the 9,000 block of North Star Trail in Morongo Valley that a strange man and dog had taken up residence, along with several other people. The owner told the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department that he had not given anyone permission to live in the home. Deputies responded to the home and found a pit bull tied in the front of the house. They say they found four people inside the home, including Matthew Stevens, 51, who is currently on parole for dissuading a witness in 2021 and prior violent felony convictions. Deputies report finding Stevens in proximity to several boxes of ammunition. Matthew Stevens was arrested for investigation into being a prohibited person in possession of ammunition and for violating the terms of parole. He was booked into the West Valley Detention Center, where he is being held without bail. A brush fire in Morongo Valley yesterday afternoon spread to more than 9 acres before it was extinguished. At approximately 5:30 p.m., reports came into emergency dispatch regarding a fire near the intersection of 29 Palms Highway and Hess Boulevard in Morongo Valley. The fire was initially reported as a 5-acre brush fire. At approximately 10 p.m., a social media account associated with the Morongo Valley Fire Department indicated that the fire had spread to 9.5 acres before it was fully extinguished by crews from the Morongo Valley Fire Department and CAL FIRE. No injuries have yet been reported. One lane of traffic was briefly closed on 29 Palms Highway, and the fire is reported to have spread onto Bureau of Land Management land. The cause of the fire is currently being investigated. According to the BLM, 95% of wildfires in our California desert district are caused by humans. With the hopes of a milder wildfire season, online news editor Robert Hayden joins us with some upcoming fire restrictions for our public lands.
The Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, has elevated its seasonal fire restrictions for public lands in San Bernardino County effective next Wednesday, May 22nd. The Stage 1 restrictions cover public lands managed by the BLM in the high desert like Johnson Valley, Sunfair Dry Lake, and campgrounds like Sawtooth Canyon. Starting on Wednesday, May 22nd, setting, building, maintaining, attending, or using open fire of any kind is prohibited, except campfires within approved fire pits and grills that are already provided in developed recreation sites. Devices with a controllable flame like a portable stove or lantern are allowed and require a valid California campfire permit, which is free to obtain online. The BLM says that the fire restrictions will remain in effect until October 24th or cooler weather, whichever comes first. The public is reminded that you should always have water on hand when you have a campfire and make sure to maintain a 5-foot perimeter around it. Put the campfire dead out when you leave an area, and if you're out recreationally shooting, don't use steel targets or incendiary ammunition, as those are more likely to cause a fire. Violation of fire restrictions is punishable by a fine of up to $100,000 or imprisonment of up to 12 months or both. We'll have links to the BLM and Cal Fire's websites with info on the fire restrictions at this story on our website, z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
Last night, the Morongo Valley Community Services District Board of Directors held their regular meeting. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart was there and joins us with this recap.
Beginning with director reports, General Manager Brittany Chavez announced former Morongo Valley Fire Captain Ryan McKeon taking over as interim fire chief in the wake of James Breakbill's retirement last week. For action items, updates were made to the schedule of fees, including the decision to waive emergency fees for low-income residents upon their application for waiver. Conversely, a motion was made to take all outstanding emergency fees from non-residents, including tourists staying at vacation rentals, to a collection agency. The board voted 5-0 to approve Resolution 2403, which approves assessment fee and orders the levy and collection of annual assessments within the Morongo Valley Fire Suppression Assessment Service Area for the fiscal year of 2024-25. The board updated the Memorandum of Understanding negotiation team by removing Breakbill and adding Interim Fire Chief McKeon. Breakbill was also officially removed from the district petty cash account. With the district still in their spending freeze, a bill to repair a sensor from the department's fire engine was approved for $745. After two board members urged the fire department pay rate remain competitive with other districts, the 2024-25 preliminary budget was narrowly passed at 3-2. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
Last night, the town of Yucca Valley took another step toward developing the community center park. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with more from the special meeting.
The town of Yucca Valley hosted a second meeting to garner public input on the Community Center Master Plan following a set of similar meetings held last month. The project includes the construction of pickleball courts, basketball courts, a skate park redesign, roughly 26 additional parking stalls, bathrooms, patio space, shade structures, and more. Doug Grove of RHA Landscape Architects Planners Incorporated led the meeting on phase one of the project, which includes the pickleball and basketball courts. After considering input from the last meeting, Grove redesigned the layout to accommodate 14 pickleball courts rather than the previous 11, one of which will be a tournament court with shaded bleachers. The redesign also includes resurfacing the current basketball courts as part of Phase 1. Phase 2 includes adding parking spaces and reorienting the courts to face north and south. Grove showed 3D renderings of the pickleball courts with options for court colors. Aaron Spahn of Spahn Ranch Skate Parks presented Phase 3 of the project. Due to the Phase 1 redesign, additional land will be allocated to the skate park to expand beyond the park's existing shape. Attendance for the skate park discussion was significantly higher than last month, largely due to local engagement. Attendee Cordelia Reynolds said she called La Contenta Middle School and Yucca Valley High School to encourage more youth attendance. She also credited Jordan Batten of Premium Board Supply with spreading the word amongst the local skate scene. Attendees spoke at length with Spahn and voted on features to be included in the new park. The project will be presented to the town council for approval in the next several months. Construction of Phase 1 is anticipated to begin in October to be completed sometime next spring. Reporting from Yucca Valley, this is Adeline J. Wells.
The Morongo Basin has been designated a sentinel landscape by several government agencies. The designation allows several federal government agencies the ability to provide additional resources and protections for the natural area near U.S. military bases. The Mojave Desert Sentinel Landscape is one of 5 sentinel landscapes, and the designation itself is newly created. The Mojave Desert Sentinel Landscape includes areas surrounding the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center in 29 Palms. As part of the Sentinel Landscape Program, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Department of Defense, and Department of the Interior will work with military bases, local landowners and municipalities, and Native American tribes to sustain water and land around military installations. Brendan Owens, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Energy Installations and Environment, said the Sentinel Landscape Partnership provides DOD with a unique opportunity to expand and diversify our partnerships to enhance the resilience of military installations and the local communities that support them. A local artist is launching a residency program in 29 Palms this weekend. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with more on the community-driven project.
Ryan Heffington is an Emmy Award-winning choreographer and director. Also a resident of 29 Palms, he is now investing his decades of creative vision and expertise into a residency titled Desert Trade. The residency features workshops and programs that utilize the arts to enhance community, collaboration, and connection. Made possible in part by the funding from the Tourism Business Improvement District, the residency intends to promote art and culture in the high desert and beyond. Desert Trade is based on a 12-acre property in 29 Palms. Heffington has already renovated the property's main house, and there are 4 mid-century bungalows and 2 workshop spaces for future artists to stay and collaborate.
It was never in my dreams to open a residency, but kind of fell into my lap. I saw it as a place where people can gather, people can celebrate, people could commune, support one another, and that would be through, you know, workshops, teaching. The goal is to create healthier, happier humans.
The residency launches this Friday with the Sand to Sky series, composed of curated events over the next 3 weekends, headlined under art, wellness, and dance, respectively. A film screening is the first offering to kick off this weekend. Other events include cross-media workshops, exhibitions, a land-to-table meal, a live model creative experience, and more. Heffington's show, Retro Perspective, will debut on May 30th and run for the final weekend. Lauded as his most personal choreographic work in over a decade, the show is a multidisciplinary depiction of Heffington's life over the last 15 years.
Our friend Jessica Huntley is doing Art is Alchemy. It is magic. Through creating, we can create something out of nothing. I think when that happens, our being changes, our state of mind changes. That's the theme. Alchemy, changing, making art, making magic. I think we can do it through food, art, collage, and painting, drawing. And I think definitely we can do it through dancing.
The Sand to Sky series also initiates a fundraising campaign for the residency to continue property renovation and creation of future programs. Prices vary by event, ranging from free or donation-based events to ticketed experiences at $500. Visit DesertTrade.com, spelled with one T, for a complete list of the offerings featured in the Sand to Sky series. Tickets can be purchased by event at linktr.ee/DesertTrade29 or visit the link in this story at z1077fm.com. Reporting from 29 Palms, this is Adeline J. Wells.
And finally, Ted Meyer, nationally recognized artist, curator, patient advocate, writer, photographer, illustrator, and filmmaker, will be the guest on the Z1077 Up Close Show tomorrow morning. Working from 29 Palms in Los Angeles, Meyer is the artist in residence at the USC Keck School of Medicine and curates exhibitions by patients whose subject matter coincides with school curriculum. Join host Gary Digno and Meyer Friday morning at 10 a.m. on the Z1077 Up Close Show. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.